Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of November 2017. Supreme Court has rejected the plea seeking arrest IT probe into bribery allegations involving higher judiciary. National Green Tribunal, while rejecting the Delhi government's request to make an exception for women and two-wheelers, has asked why should anyone be exempt from the or even plan to cut down pollution. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea challenging the linking of mobile numbers with Aadhaar, saying several similar petitions were already pending before it. Supreme Court has said that benefit of infirmities in the investigation by the prosecution is to be given to the accused. Supreme Court has directed Madras High Court to pronounce its judgment as expeditiously as possible in the appeal filed by a Ukrainian national, Mr. Dudnik Valentin, who has been convicted under the Arms Act. Supreme Court has directed the non-institutional directors of embattled real estate firm Jay Prakash Associate Limited, JAL, to appear in person before it next week and furnish details of their personal assets. Delhi High Court has asked central government to explain the inordinate delay in appointment of three members in the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NCPCR, which is currently functioning below its full administrative capacity. Delhi High Court has asked Traffic Police and the Transport Department of AAP government to check whether vehicles on Delhi roads were compliant with pollution norms, saying there was a rampant violation of rules. Madras High Court has held that child born prior to the marriage of Muslim parents is not a legitimate child as per Mohammedan law and the child could not be treated as a legal heir. Madhya Pradesh High Court has asked the state government to submit an action taken report on a Bhopal gang rape case, terming the police's action and subsequent goof-up in medical examination of the victim as tragedy of errors. National Human Rights Commission has come down heavily on the Chhattisgarh government for abetting the ghastly Salwa Judum crimes in the state and turning a blind eye to severe human rights violations of the deceased persons and their families.